Now, we'll talk a little about Shem Shmuel, page Kuf Pei Zayin, talks a little bit about Avram is praying for Sodom. Trying to save Sodom, but Sodom, they're wicked, they're hurting a lot of other people. So the question is, let's say he feels bad for the people of Sodom, but he should feel bad for all the people that they're killing, and that they're whatever, all the torturing. They do all kinds of terrible things. So how can you save Sodom and not think about the rest of the world that they are doing such terrible things to? Like, would you pray for the Nazis, that God should spare the Nazis from destruction while they're committing their atrocities? Right. That's the question. So, you have to say that Avraham Avinu had a theory that if God will save them, they'll do tshuva. In other words, it would have to be a situation where it would seem to them that they're about to be destroyed, and then there'll be some kind of miracle, and they'll see Hashem is saving them, so that would make them feel that they should repent from their evil ways because God saved them. That's what you have to say. Avraham Avinu always felt that people can always turn around for the best, no matter where they're at. Even though they were terrible people, he felt that they could be redeemed, they could be salvaged. He felt always that the more kindness you show a person, the more likely that person will respond with good kindness, with good character. In other words, it'll be a stimulus and a response. If you give kindness to somebody, his response will be that he'll be also kind. It's a basic thing. It's a false, the Yetzer Hara makes us think that when someone is a pest or bothering us, so we should be nasty to them so they'll stop. Actually, the reverse is true. If you're nice to them, that's when they'll more likely stop. If you're nasty to them, so they'll just trigger more nastiness. Because a certain kind of stimulus triggers an equivalent response. So being nasty triggers nastiness. Being nice triggers being nice. So even though the Yetzer Hara, which we have, tells us the opposite, but the reality is that what the Yetzer Tov is saying, that being nice to people makes them nice. So that was Avraham Avinu's basic approach to people, being as nice as possible, and this will trigger them to turn into nice people. Okay. Why did Avraham Avinu, he's asking the question here, why did Avraham Avinu in a prayer for Sodom mention Anochi off of Ephraim? I'm like dirt and like ashes. Why did he mention that in this particular prayer for Sodom? Says like this, Avraham Avinu was saying, Anochi Ofer Ve'efer, really, I myself, I'm not a nice guy. I'm like dirt or ashes. What makes me nice? Because you, Hashem, are so nice to me, so that triggers within me the response to be nice to other people. Because I realize all the nice goodness that you give me, so your chesed, I don't deserve all of this. I didn't make it myself, all my good wealth and my good life. It's all a gift. And that gift which you gave me triggers me to share goodness with others. So he's saying it's from my own life we can draw a parallel to the people of Sodom. We'll be nice to them and save them. That'll trigger that they will turn into nice people. Okay, so it's a big lesson. This shot of the Shem of Shmuel. It's a regular chassidus that being nice is the best policy against nastiness. Not to fight nastiness with nastiness, but to fight nastiness with goodness. And even the worst nastiness, the people of Sodom can't be worse than them. They were Nazis. And nice to them, they say that's the spot that they'll turn nice. It's an interesting idea. It's really not the Musa approach, it's the Hasidic approach. Sure.